News Talk 1620, WTAW, the CHI St. Joseph Health Maturewell Lifestyle Center is having its grand opening on Monday, but they're also having an open house on Saturday from 11 until 2. The Maturewell Lifestyle Center is located in the Atlas community out in the Bayou Corridor. Had an opportunity to visit with Donovan French, who's the Vice President for Strategy and Business Development at CHI St. Joseph, about the Maturewell Lifestyle Center focused on those who are 55 and better.
It's really about improving the quality of life for those that are aged 55 and older here in the Brazos Valley. The focus here is going to be on holistic care or care for the whole person. That's kind of been the mission of St. Joseph here in this community for about 80 years. But what we started to see as we were looking at demographics in the market and things like that is that, you know, this 55 and plus population is growing about 5 times faster than the rest of the population. And as we began to look at, you know, really focusing on what seniors need in this market and what they have currently, there really wasn't anything that was really comprehensive in terms of meeting the needs of their, you know, primary health and wellness activities, if you will. So that was kind of the genesis of how we came up with the center. It's a multidisciplinary center on one floor, and then it's also an integrated health and wellness center on another floor. And so the center itself is about 23,000 square feet. It's 2 stories. On the first floor, we've got the integrated health and wellness. It's got cardio and weight workout areas. It's got exercise classes. There will be an exercise pool. There will be health education. That will include even a demonstration kitchen. So we'll have dietitians on site that can not only help seniors figure out how, you know, to, you know, eat and cook more healthily, but actually demonstrate for them in the demonstration kitchen. We plan to have local chefs and other people on site as well to come out and give demonstrations on healthy living and cooking. On the top floor, we've got what we call our multidisciplinary geriatric center, if you will, or senior center, and it's focused on, you know, care teams. And so these care teams are made up of board-certified geriatricians. There will be nurse practitioners on each care team. Dietary, social work, medication management. We'll have imaging, including X-ray and DEXA scan, which is bone density, because as we age, obviously our bones tend to get more brittle, and so the DEXA scanner is something important. And then we'll also have a laboratory on site as well.
How does one 55 or better, as I like to say, get involved in with the Maturewell Center?
Well, there are a number of different ways, and we want to make sure that we meet the needs of everybody that might want to use the center. And so, you know, while we like to think of it as a holistic care center, you know, there may be people in the community that want to just come and use one or more of the services. And so, if you want to just come down and be part of the health club itself, we have a registration process for that. Many times as you move into the Medicare insurance and age group, a lot of your Medicare supplementals and stuff like that will have things like Silver Sneakers or other programs that will actually pay for these health and wellness programs. But if you want to just come in and you know, pay cash, it's about $45 a person for registration. And then, you know, for on an annual basis, or on a monthly basis, excuse me. And then you can come in and use all of the health and wellness activities. You would, you know, if you want to come up and see the care teams and the physicians, that works mostly like a physician office. You would call up and make an appointment and come in and be seen by the physician and the nurse practitioners and really start that plan of care and get into a cadence of seeing your primary care physician.
Continuing my visit with Donovan French regarding the grand opening of the CHI St. Joseph Health Maturewell Lifestyle Center, a public open house taking place Saturday from 11 until 2, the grand opening on Monday. With so many things that are offered at the Maturewell Lifestyle Center, it'd be a great opportunity Saturday to come by, take a look around, visit with people, and really get a feel for what's all available and how you might want to take advantage of one or multiple services there.
Absolutely. And what we'll have is we'll have an expert in every area of the center that really can, as we walk the community through, if they have a question about a certain area, we can spend a little extra time with the expert in that area and discussing what things they have to offer and how the community can access those programs.
Give me the times then for Saturday's event.
Yeah, Saturday's event is 11 to 2.
And drop by at any point between 11 and 2 then on Saturday. The earlier the better, I guess, just so that you have the time to really take a look around.
That's right. The earlier the better. And also, just so you know, we're having a guest speaker come in and speak. His name is David Mines, and he's America's personal health improvement expert. And so he speaks all over the country, and he will be on site to give a speech on Saturday's event.
For those that are not able to attend on Saturday, what would be the process then to make an appointment to take a tour starting Monday with the grand opening?
Well, you can make an appointment if you'd like, but it would be just as easy just to walk in. We'll have staff on site that are willing and able to take community members through any part of the center they would like to see. And we'll continue to be able to do that for the next several weeks as we get open and community members want to learn more about the Metro Well Center.
And wrapping up with the location of the center, and even going back a couple of years when this was announced, the reason for locating where you are.
Well, and it goes back, it's about a 3.5-year discussion, but as we were looking at, how do we meet the needs of this, certain part of the population? We were working with our internal physicians and our business leaders and talking about, kind of the programming, if you will, of the center. At the same time, we were approached by Texas A&M Health Science Center and the College of Medicine. They realized, as we did, that this is an important segment of the population that's growing very rapidly, and they may have had a gap in the exposure that their medical students had to geriatric care at this level. And so as we started to talk about how we could partner more closely and make sure that we get students rounding through the center, it became apparent that, being over closer to the Health Science Center would be advantageous. At the same time, we were in discussions with Spencer Clements in the Atlas, Texas development out there for the BioCorridor area, as well as Andy Slavin with Park at Traditions, which is another assisted and independent living facility that's going up right there on the Traditions campus. And so as we all started to talk about that development and the plans for it, it became pretty clear that that was going to be a good fit for our Mature Well Center to be close to the medical school, as well as be out there with, frankly, that community out there is a lot of Aggies that are returning to the community that are going to be in this segment and going to have parents in this segment. And so it just really made sense for us to put it out there.
For those who aren't familiar with the territory, what's the best way to get out there?
There are several areas or ways, but I think the best way is if you're going out on, let's just say, University out towards Highway 47, exit on Highway 47 and then exit on the Health Science Center Parkway. Take a right, and you're going to run right into the big new Stella Hotel. You take the road right in front of the Stella Hotel, and it will dead end right into the Mature Well Lifestyle Center.
And again, Saturday from 11 till 2 for the public open house, but after that, just drop on by and visit, take a look around, get your questions answered.
That's right.
Anything else that I've missed we need to share with listeners?
Well, I think, just the physical address is 3989 North Shore Drive. That's Bryan, Texas, 77807.
So plug that into your map app if you want to, and that'll help you get there also.
That's right.
Thanks again to Donovan French with CHI St. Joseph Health talking about Saturday's open house at the new Mature Well Lifestyle Center. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.